Happy Easter. On a typical year during Holy Week, you will find crowds gathered inside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The church is in Jerusalem, within the old city's walls, an area no larger than a square kilometer, and which is nonetheless home to some of the most important holy sites of at least three major world religions. Cross one of several gates into the old city from any direction, wind your way through its labyrinthine paths, maneuver past military checkpoints, and market stalls selling everything a pilgrim could possibly want. Once you arrive at the church's doors, you will notice that various Christian denominations control different parts of the building because they are a territorial bunch, because of the contentious nature of this most holy Christian cohabitation. A Muslim family, a neutral party to their internal struggles, has been responsible for the keys of the church for centuries. As soon as you are past the threshold, you will notice the crowd carrying you toward the heart of the church. There you will see a low, ornate building, a church within the church. That is called the aedicule, the site of Jesus's tomb. After hours of waiting in line, packed like sardines, you will finally be there, the place where tradition holds Jesus was buried. A gruff, disinterested monk will usher you forward into a crammed room thick with incense and smoke. You will have a minute or two at most, so you best plan your prayers in advance. The monk will then usher you out the side door, back into the light of day. Do not be alarmed, our gospel says. Tonight you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. Much like the women in our gospel today, you may come away from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre feeling a bit perplexed and confused. After all, what you will find in Jerusalem is just a slab of stone, worn smooth by the touch of pilgrims through the centuries. The tomb is empty, my friends, and yet the pilgrimage feels far from complete. We too come to the scene of the empty tomb, only half expecting the miraculous, and yet one hardly has to step outside the church to know that all is not yet well with the world. 2,000 years later, Jerusalem remains at war with itself. 2,000 years later, we still search for signs of hope amidst the rubble. This is no less true in the Holy Land than it is right here at home. We know something isn't right yet. We feel the lack within our bones. We long for healing for the sick, relief for the suffering, reconciliation for the broken. We long for common purpose in a divided world. We look for signs of hope, but sometimes it feels like all we have been left with is an empty doom. And who can blame us? Who can blame us if we run in terror? Who can blame us if we cower in fear? There is too much pain in this world for any one of us to handle. We doubt. We waver. We hide and flee in the face of the incomprehensible. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Friends, we have to remember at this point that this is not the end of the story. The angel commanded the women to go and tell the disciples. The angel promised that Jesus would meet them in Galilee.
How would we be here telling their story 2,000 years later if they hadn't followed through with the task at hand? They fled in terror, but they overcame it. They doubted, and yet they still shared their story. Friends, I know that some days it feels impossible to hold out hope amidst the rubble. I know that some days it takes everything within us to simply step outside the door. But the Christian faithful aren't otherworldly saints who never doubt nor waver. No, true disciples are deeply familiar with failure. But in the face of despair, they find the strength to hope again. They are the Peters of history, the Christ denier whose confession nonetheless became the rock on which the church is founded. They are the Pauls of history, once a persecutor of the church who then became its foremost apostle to us, the Gentiles. They are Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, the women at the tomb, the only disciples brave enough to return to the site of the Lord's death in the first place. True disciples get knocked down just like anyone else. What sets them apart is that they get back up. Friends, let us bear witness to the crucified Messiah, the Savior of the empty tomb. He goes ahead of us to Galilee. He will be there for you when you doubt. He will meet you on the other end of despair. Amen.